You lucky devil. You've just tuned into the From the Hip podcast with Albert Athazi. It must be a mistake. Welcome to Season 12, Episode 78.
This is Marv Albert.
Actually, no, it's just the regular Albert. Good morning. How are ya? How are ya? How are ya? We are merely 1 week away from a very, very special event. I am taking my family to Europe for almost 4 weeks in August, leaving August 4th, 2014. And it is a humongous undertaking. It is an exciting undertaking. It is fantastic. Fan-bloody-tastic. My kids have never been on an airplane. And we're going to be flying approximately 11 and a half hours one way. And then, of course, a similar time on the way back. I think it is... let me see. I think it is shorter on the way back, if I'm not mistaken. One way it's shorter anyway because of the winds, which just sounds crazy. You wouldn't think that there's much wind up there on the edge of space. That's 33,000 feet. And the lovely pilots doing their thing. The way they talk and the way they announce stuff, that's hilarious. So, we are flying from Thunder Bay to Toronto, which is approximately 1 hour 40 minutes. We are flying from Toronto to Munich, which is approximately 8 hours. And then Munich-Budapest, which is approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes. The interesting thing is, we went through a travel agent. I know a lot of people probably go through online booking services. But I wanted to get the travel agent because I heard a couple of interesting downsides to the online booking, whereas a friend of mine's ticket got deleted on the way back, which was unexplained, I guess. Unexpectedly deleted, shows up at the counter, and the ticket's gone, and this was in something like Malaysia or Hong Kong or something like this. That is something I did not want to experience with four people. It ends up costing you a little bit more when you go through a travel agent, you know, $100, $120 or something like that. I think that that's worth it to pay that fee to have sort of a little consultant on your side that you could talk to. And this gal helped us out. But the interesting thing is, when we fly into Munich, we have approximately 1 hour and 5 minutes to catch our plane to Budapest, which to me seems really, really close. Even domestically, that is close. I ran into a couple of issues this year coming back from Vegas. Going to Vegas and coming back both ways, which I had one stopover in Toronto, I had to run across the airport to get to my flight. And I'm not talking just move quickly. I'm talking about basically a run, dragging my bag. It was flailing around me like some sort of can tied to a newlywed's car. Like, I was running that fast, and I was tired. And I was tired when I got to the end. And I made the flights, but it was close. If I didn't run, I probably would not have made the flights. So to do that with four people is not something I am looking forward to. She very calmly booked us on that flight saying, oh, don't worry. If you don't make that flight, there's another one leaving 3 hours later. It's better to take your chance and see if you catch the flight so you don't have to wait as much in the airport. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Europe yourself, but sometimes you have to wait many hours, like up to 6 hours at an airport. And I remember that many times being a younger person when we went to Hungary with my parents. We would go through Amsterdam a lot. We would get there in the morning and we would have to wait 6 hours or something to catch the flight to Budapest. That's not fun either. Or you'd wait in the Toronto airport. You'd leave here, Toronto airport, before lunch. I mean, in Thunder Bay, get to Toronto 1 o'clock, and then usually the international flights don't leave till 8 p.m. or so. So we're going to kind of take a chance and see if we can catch that flight in Munich. And our luggage is checked right through. So here's the thought. If you don't make that flight, what's going on with our luggage? Is our luggage going for a ride and going to be meeting us there if we don't make the flight? Hopefully. The other thing is, I have to coordinate with my relatives who are going to be picking me up at the airport, who do so happily, mind you. It's a very big thing in Hungary, and it's very nice. I have to somehow get a message to them if I don't make the flight. Guys, I'm not going to be showing up on that plane. So, guys, have another bowl of soup and wait for us. We'll be there 3 hours later. That's the big deal, man, that's going on. But we are excited. When it gets this close to traveling, the reality sinks in. When you don't go back to a place, like Hungary is my birthplace, and the majority of my holidays time has been spent there. That's the place I like to go the most. We used to go for 6 weeks at a time. And I've got tons of memories, fond memories and all that of Hungary. And when you don't go for a while, it just seems like it's a fairy tale land so far away that, you know, sometimes it's almost on a different planet, a different plane of consciousness. But when you get this close to it, you start realizing, well, this is real. This is going to happen. And in between my trips, which has been 13 years now, I dream about it constantly, flying over Budapest and seeing the Danube and the bridges. And now I'm actually going to be doing that. I'm going to be touching it. And a lot of times my dreams is that I'm going to Budapest for very short periods of time. Like I only have like a couple of hours to see my relatives. And then I make the phone call. I have to go to a phone booth, look up their number and make a phone call. I could never contact them. Just chaos. But that's not going to happen because we are going. Wow. I'm excited. Big trip. At least it's going to be nice. There's 35 degrees there almost every day. Well, at least it has been the last few weeks. Okay, this is it for this segment of the From the Hip podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be giving you some more information on how you can follow my adventure through an audio and a video format in the future. Have yourself a holly jolly... No, have yourself just a good day, okay? This is Marv Albert.